I'm looking at it very closely, and obviously in the run-up to Christmas, particularly during what would normally be a peak time, that's a very difficult position that's facing our insurers, insurer sectors. Related to the wider international markets, the cost of living crisis internationally, so we're seeing crab and lobster fall down in terms of prices and demand fall as a result of that, and that's having a real impact. I think it has been really important. That's something I've sought to push over the last 3 years to get the inshore sector organised. There have been good moves underway previously through the inshore fishery forums and the national fishery forum to do that, because you're right, the sector didn't speak with a clear, strong voice in the past and wasn't able to, you know, punch its weight and hold its ground and advocate for itself within the wider fishing sector. Thankfully now we have two producer organisations. They are as well resourced as other producer organisations. They get funding the same as any others do, so that's important that that's there. But listen, this is a challenge. There's not a straightforward solution here. The European funding is not, you know, looks like it might be an option. The budgets for this year are done as well, and for next year. So, but listen, I am looking at it. I acknowledge the challenges there, and I'll continue to expedite that work.